After months of occupation, police moved in, evicted protesters, and dismantled camps. First in Oakland, then Portland, and now New York, where the Occupy movement started. Officials say health conditions have become intolerable in the camps. A murder was reported in Oakland, and a rape in Philadelphia, where Mayor Michael Nutter says the protest was attracting people with the wrong motives.
Occupy Philly has changed. We're seeing serious health and safety issues playing out on almost a daily basis. The people of Occupy Philly have also changed.
In Washington, two Occupy camps are still intact. Veteran activist Kevin Z says movements often go through growing pains.
As movements grow and attract new people, you attract people who aren't as clear on their purpose and who may have different agendas, whether they're people who are infiltrating to actually cause trouble escalate violence to destroy the credibility of the movement.
Z says movements must police themselves. Here at the Freedom Plaza Occupy camp, there is a list of principles all protesters must sign if they want to stay.
And you can see the first one starts out as a nonviolence resolution.
They range from not carrying weapons to not vandalizing or stealing property. Sociologist Lester Kurtz says a nonviolence ethos is essential for a protest movement's success.
If they can maintain a nonviolent discipline, it enhances the value of their message. And if they lose nonviolent discipline, well, then it begins to discredit them in the eyes of a lot of potential sympathizers or even participants.
Occupy protesters say fringe elements who do not adhere to their principles have caused scattered violent incidents around the country. Recently in Washington, the Occupy movement drew public criticism after confrontations with police at a protest event. An elderly woman fell down, and several protesters were hit by a car. A protester who calls himself Pietro says there are some people in Occupy D.C. who, when provoked, have aggressive tendencies.
So those who actively engage the police in aggressive actions need to be told to leave the camp, is basically what I think.
Occupy D.C. has worked to mend its relationship with the police. And some in camp have attended nonviolent civil disobedience training. For now, they plan to continue their occupation, even as questions grow about the future of the movement nationally. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.